Friday. It's Saturday, 9:15 p.m. And I decided to do a broadcast. Yeah, it's XJMNX here, Vegas. And decided to do a broadcast that I haven't done in maybe 3 years. 2 or 3 years. And I don't know, just something different. Something I haven't done in a while. So I made some notes here. Just because I tend to drift off if I don't make any notes. So, well, if I sound a little stuffy or something, or my nose is stuffy or something, it's probably because I'm feeling a little bit sick. It got really cold. It was like 80 a couple of days ago now, and then it dropped today when I went out grocery shopping down to 60 degrees Fahrenheit. So that's yeah, that's pretty cold for Vegas at this time of year. But still, you know, it's speaking of sick, Miko, I hope you feel better. She's been sick for the last few days, or last week, it seems. So I hope you feel better. Actually, Miko's the reason she gave me the idea to send an audio broadcast. First time in a long time, so I hope this makes you feel better. Well, other than that, I've been rearranging the house. I think I might blog before that, a couple times before that. I'm trying to cut down on my figures, collecting anime figures, so I can get my plasma, my first plasma, Panasonic 50-inch, 720 pixel, because I don't think I'll be needing, you know, 1080. I don't watch Blu-rays at all right now, and even I don't sit so close that I need you know, that resolution. I'm not going to sit two feet away from the TV, or whatever, 4 feet from the TV for 50 inches. So I'm rearranging the house to prepare for any furniture. I'm going to need a TV stand for that. So that's going to cost a huge amount of bucks, like $300, the one I'm looking at on Amazon. I'm going to add some links just for my reference, and if you want to take a look at it, that's okay, too. So, yeah, I'm rearranging, a lot of vacuuming, clearing out some old crap, getting rid of the old wooden shelves that I had for like 10 years or whatever, 5 years, and just getting new glass and metal. I think I've posted some stuff before where I sit on the floor because I don't need chair. I mean, I used to have the chairs when I was with my ex, for some reason I just all of a sudden, maybe it was just watching so much anime that I wanted to sit on the floor like a Japanese person might. Yeah, it's kind of dumb, but you know, you save on space, I guess. Yeah, get rid of the chair, get rid of the desk. So, yeah, whatever. So I'm almost done with the rearranging. I'm not 100% happy, but it's getting there. It's getting there, especially if I'm not only getting a plasma, but I'm trying to get a new. We'll try to get the new audio, like a audio system too. So. Stereo system. Besides that, well, because of all this rearranging and this just cleaning and, you know, taking apart the computer and putting them back together again, behind on my blogs, so I haven't done that so much and I haven't really commented so much. I'll try to do that tomorrow. Tomorrow's Sunday, so. Then again, I also have a website to design, so that's a pain in the butt too. I gotta do that. Although I do have to, let's see. I should comment on Miko's blog, and then Mimi had a comment. There was a thing I blogged about. I had a question on my Crow Zero blog. That asked why do these anime high schools setups, they have the high school such that the rooms, you know, the glass, the windows are always on the left side and then the doors are on the right. And Mimi said that if you want, it's probably because you want more light. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, if the room's going to be long, then you want the long sides to be windows. So it's either the right side or the left side, assuming the room's going to be longer than long more long than it is going to be wide is what I'm trying to say. So if it's so you have two choices, the window's going to be on the left or on the right. But then why is it always on the left? Do the doors always have to be on the right? I don't know. It's just a weird question. I don't know. Maybe there's some sort of feng shui or something involved. So if you have anything, it's just comment or something. Lisa's home. Guinness is over there. Yeah, Guinness the dog is, okay, he's there. Yeah, so okay, so I gotta answer. What else do I have to answer? Oh yeah, there's another DC Danny Chu blog that Mimi commented upon about hikikomoris and otaku, and that they're she said that otakus and hikikomoris are not the same thing, which is true. But I think the guy made the point that most hikikomoris are otaku, not necessarily the other way around. Mimi says, which I agree with, that not all otakus are hikikomoris. But he's saying, I forget the name of the blogger or poster. He said that most hikikomoris are otaku, so he made his argument. And I don't know. I guess I guess that could be true, but you could find, I mean, another name of for hikikomori could be just like a person who sits in a cave, basically, isolated from the rest of society, and they don't have to be otaku to, obviously, but I think nowadays it just seems, I guess in Japan maybe. They just sit around watching anime, secluded from the rest of society, just because it's just safer and more comforting or something. So, although if you have a bunch of hikikomoris contacting each other over the internet, are they still isolated? I mean, that's yeah, it's up to you to decide. So, I'm gonna try and I hope this isn't too long. 7 minutes now, 7 and a half, maybe 8 minutes now. I'll try to keep this by 10, 10 minutes. So yeah, I'm gonna maybe write a text version of what I'm saying, so that's okay. Obviously, besides behind on blogs, my own blogs, behind on TV shows, anime shows. I did watch Harry Potter 5 yesterday. That's pretty good actually. The Order of the Phoenix. I didn't feel emotional toward the end when a certain person gets killed, if that's supposed to be a spoiler for anyone. So I don't know, I thought I was gonna feel more, but I didn't. It was still good though. The effects are great in that one. And then I watched Lucky Star today, the OVA. That was pretty funny. There's a section that's like totally rips off the style of Sayonara Mr. Despair, or what is it, Sayonara Zetsubou Sensei or something like that. That is such a wacky, just a mind-bending show. If you haven't seen that anime, and there's that one section of Lucky Star that just rips that off. It's like what the f? You know what? That's great. But the rest of it, I thought it was pretty funny. I'd give it four or five stars. Excuse the sniffle. Then I started watching. I think Danny mentioned the new Star Wars TV show, a half-hour show, and that's not bad. I mean, I haven't read any reviews or anything about it. But if you liked, I don't know. I think in the 90s they had Roughnecks. It was like an animated version of the Starship Troopers, and that was really good. The effects aren't what they are today, but the storage, I mean, it's all formulaic, but it's still a good formula for episodic TV, half hour animated or CGI. And so I think I think it's pretty good to Star Wars. I mean, it's geared toward the kids. They got these those mechanized soldiers that are like really goofballs or whatever. And so, and they're funny. I mean, they're not supposed to be that funny in their films, but for if it's oriented towards kids, I think it's okay. And you get the whole Yoda cool stuff like that, and the Jedi teachings and stuff. So I think I'll keep on watching that. Yoda's good in that. Yeah, I mean, that's all you really watch for is Yoda fighting. So, and the show and the ships, obviously. But let's see, anything else? I might watch 8 Mile again with Eminem. I don't know. I got started. I was watching Crow Zero. That's a Japanese film, high school film, gang film. And there's a scene, there's a battle scene where they use the music that totally rips off Eminem's 8 Mile. Not the 8 Mile theme, but the one that's called Lose Yourself, and it has the same beginning riff, like the guitar riff in the beginning. And so watching Crow Zero got me to reminded me about Eminem's song, and now I'm gonna watch, thinking of watching 8 Mile. So, and then I downloaded all of not all of them, but the 8 Mile soundtrack, and then his work with D12 and those rappers. So, and what else? I should hit the treadmill sooner when I'm done with this. That's the thing. You record for 10 minutes, and then you have to process and edit it, add music and crap for like another hour, 2 hours, and 3 hours. And then I got to add the stuff for the actual post on my blog. So that's another hour just for if I add pics and links and write the whole thing up. It's such a pain in the butt. But oh well, yeah, that's the life of a blogger, I guess. Not that I call myself one, but I'll let you decide. And I think I covered a lot of stuff that I don't want to blog, that I was too lazy to actually write up. So if I talk about it here, that'll be enough. Anything else? I think I got most of it. And thanks for listening. This is XJMNX, the broadcast, first in about 2 or 3 years. So hope you enjoy it. Bye-bye.
One shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment. Did you capture it? Just let it slip. Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface, he looks calm and ready to drop bombs, but he keeps on.